When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, that was a sobering loss. The 49ers just dropped a week three game to the Rams, 27-24. And not the Rams that we know, the backup Rams, the undercard Rams. I'll break it all down and more next on the Grant Cohn Show. Good evening. It's not a great evening for you. It's a great evening for the Rams and their fans, all 17 of them. But for you, you're having a tough time. That's why you're here. You want to make sense of what just happened. I was at the post-game press conferences. I asked Bosa. Shanahan was adamant. This wasn't an issue of effort. This wasn't an issue of urgency. It was an issue of execution, to which I say, bullshit. Bullshit. The 49ers got outworked in this game, just like they got outworked last game. They did not show up for the last two games on the road. They lost a game in Minnesota, blew it off, laughed it off, and then lost to a worse team. After the game, Nick Bosa was like, we really got to feel this game and sit with it and not just write it off. Like, oh, is that what you did last week? And I asked him, is that what you did last week? He's like, oh, you know, I can't really speak to that. It is what you did last week. I was in the locker room. You were making fun of the Vikings, not you, Nick, but the team. You're making fun of the Vikings. You're making fun of Sam Darnold. Lenore did it on the record. Other players did it off the record. He embarrassed you. And then after the game in Minnesota, players were saying stuff like, they just play to their crowd. They're tough here, but if you brought the Vikings over to Levi Stadium, we'd beat them. Would you? Maybe. But the Vikings are way better than the 49ers this year. So they didn't learn shit from their loss in Minnesota. Because what happened in the loss in Minnesota was that they didn't show up to the game. Short week, on the road, they just trounced the Jets, who people thought would be good. And again, the Niners do one good thing, and they take the foot off the gas. We're 1-0. We beat the Jets at home. We're clearly back. The vibes are great. We're contenders. All the stuff that happened in the offseason doesn't matter. We're good. 1-0. Go to Minnesota, get smacked by a team that in retrospect was better than the Niners. And you laugh it off and you come down here and you lose to Tutu Atwell and Kyren Williams. That's the problem. And that reflects a lack of seriousness with this team, a lack of hunger. How about that? Who's hungry on this team? Who has something to prove? Not Ayuk. You know who does? Juwan Jennings. You know who else does? Brock Purdy. You know who else does? Jordan Mason. Those three guys are carrying this team this season. Who else has something to prove? Not McCaffrey. Not Kittle, not Debo, not Trent, not Bosa, not Fred Warner today, not Tre'Davious Ward. This team is fat and happy. They are satisfied. They won one game and took a victory lap. Now they're 1-2. This team has the same freaking record as the Cardinals and the Rams and the Bears and Carolina and Dallas and the Giants. Same record as, and they haven't won a game in their conference yet. Same record as the Raiders, the Broncos, the Patriots who are coming to town next week, the Colts, the Ravens, the Browns, those teams, the Dolphins. The Niners have the same record as the freaking Dolphins. So maybe they'll turn it on. Maybe they'll get healthy. Maybe they'll flip a switch. Maybe they'll be dominant down the stretch. But right now, this is a banged up old, mediocre team that thinks it's dominant and just lost to a bad team. So what does that make the Niners? Talented? Underperforming? Embarrassing today. That's what you call a bad loss. In retrospect, the loss last week in Minnesota wasn't a bad loss. It felt like a bad loss because it was Sam Darnold, but you got to give Darnold credit. He's playing his ass off this year. And the Vikings are like maybe the best coach team in the league, them or the Packers or the Steelers. So no shame in that loss, although the Niners didn't show up to that game. And they kind of got their asses kicked. But fine. The Vikings are the number one seed in the NFC right now, and that's just one loss. It's fair for the Niners to be like, you know what? We didn't really take the Vikings as seriously as we should have. We're never going to do that again. Even though we've been to the Super Bowl, we understand how seriously you have to take each freaking game and each opponent, and we're going to do that this week and kick the shit out of the Rams. And they were doing that for a minute. It was 14-0, and then they gave up a fake punt that let the Rams back in the game. So you know what you call this? Is the worst loss of the Shanahan era? I think it is. I mean, they had some bad losses the first couple of years, but they weren't considered Super Bowl contenders. Ever since 2019, they've been considered Super Bowl contenders, and I can't remember them losing a game like this to a team like that. You're up 14 in the second half against a team that shouldn't be able to move the ball. You're supposed to have a great defense. They're missing Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, and they put up 27. Come back from behind, throwing passes to Tutu Atwell. Kyren Williams scored 3 touchdowns and was just walking in. Walking in. This team is so expensive, and it doesn't play that hard anymore. It used to be the hardest playing team, the rootinest, tootinest, hardest playing team around. Now, it's just another overpaid, mediocre team. It's like every other team in the NFL. Welcome to mediocrity 49ers is what it looks like. It's what your future is because you've paid the wrong freaking people. This is just going to be a slow slide into mediocrity unless the Niners can rework their salary cap the next few years and feature Juwan Jennings. God, that guy is good. Who? If only someone had said that he was being underutilized. I don't know. Did anyone say that? Worst loss of the Shanahan era. And you know what's funny? It comes a few days after Debo Samuel's podcast where he went on. It was a snooze fest, that podcast. Was it an hour? It felt like an hour. It was completely boring and unlistenable. And if you watched it, you wasted an hour of your life or however much time it was. But he did say one interesting thing. He said that in his eyes, the Niners have been the best team in a while. That's what he said. In his eyes, Niners been the best team in the league for a while now. Now they've lost 2 games in a row. Now they just lost to the Rams. Hard to say you're the best team in the league when you lose to the Rams. These Rams. Technically, just based on record, the Niners can't say they're better than Chicago. Maybe they'll take care of business next week against the Patriots, but right now this looks like a veteran team that's mailing it in on the road. Next week they'll be at home in front of their crowd. I would expect the Niners to play hard. It's the least they could do. It's the least they could do. I mean, these guys have all been compensated. It's funny how football works, right? Like the players who aren't being compensated and are kind of being underpaid and have something to prove are the ones who play the hardest. And then you want to do right by them. And you pay them and you guarantee salary. And it's like, what happened to you? Where'd you go? That's the whole Niners team right now, except for 3 guys on offense. Just a terrible loss. I'm going to go through some super chats quickly and then get back to my topics. Giovanni Miller says, do you think we will figure this out and get back on track? Or is this the downfall? Be honest, no snarky Grant. They're going to get healthier, you would think. They've gone on runs before, but now they've lost 2 games in the NFC. I don't think they're going to be the number one seed. I think they're going to go on a run. I do. They freaking should. Just like Rob Gronkowski said last week, this team should dominate. Not only should they have won this game, they should have dominated this game. Yeah, I expect they'll go on a run, but I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl, which is really all that matters. Alan H., if team can't cook, let Grant rip open the wound. I'll do my best. Deshaun DeVoe says 10-point curse. Keith Murphy says, cut Ronnie Bell. SS Purewall says, did we lose the next Steve Young to Minnesota? Get rid of the Jakes, especially Brendel. There's a lot of Jakes on this team. Yottam and Bell are horrible. Team is not Super Bowl bound. More like top 10 pick coming up. Kyle, keep doing great work, Grant. No, I don't. I like Purdy. I thought Purdy played really well today. All that scrambling, all that avoiding of pressure. I don't think Darnold can do that. Darnold is a mess under pressure. Purdy isn't. But if you can protect Darnold and give him the best wide receiver in football, man, he's got a hell of an arm. And the Vikings are doing that. I don't think the Niners could have done that because they don't have an offensive lineman. They don't have the best wide receiver in football, though Juwan Jennings might disagree. Matt McEwen says all three phases in coaching, trash, offense predictable, defense soft, special team is trash. Correct. Agree with you, Matt. Love you, Matt. Keith Murphy. Well, at least we found an it guy. Ha ha. Yes, we did. Cody says need to bench Campbell and Bell. Ayuk needs to find his hands and love for the game. Playing on a $30 million a year contract with 10-cent hands. What I like to do, you can never get football players to criticize each other, especially teammates. So what I do is I get them to praise each other. Brock, what did you see from Juwan? And then listen to the specific words Brock uses and then ask him and then wonder, would he say those things about Brandon? What did he say about Juwan? His love of the game is infectious. Does anyone say that about Brandon? Did it seem like that from Brandon today? Niners third on my cuz Scattabo ASU HB draft next. What? 39 Niners third on my cuz Scattabo ASU. I'm too old, man. I'm too old. The Vegas Vikings says anyone got Belichick on speed dial? Defense is slow. Special teams as bad as ever. Most of all, play calling is atrocious. I bet Jed York does. It's Nick for real says you see Warner's body language. DC might be gone. It's been 3 weeks. And yes, I did. Daniel Regis says Kyle should have ran the ball on third down to give Moody a better chance. I'll tell Kyle. He'll appreciate that. Neil says, Grant, please cook Kyle for the rest of the season. You already know. Yair says, I miss watching 2019 Niners. This team used to be young and hungry. It might be a year too late, but it's time to move on and build a young team with Purdy and Juwan and Jordan Mason to put some words in your mouth. John B says, Niners need to place a stop payment on Ayuk. Check. Gojira Von Jinx is paying the wrong people. Bosa, not a closer. He seemed depressed after the game. Fifth Fish and Chip says, 4 minutes ago, run the clock. Browns game repeat. Julian Cortez says, Purdy played his ass off, so what gives? Kyle's going to make me crash out. How is he considered a genius and can give BA us a cool $20 million back? I don't know, man. 88 Niners says, you are what your record says you are. APB for Bosa and Hargrave. When we need them, they disappear. Trent Lucky McKivitz is bad. Nobody notices him getting beat. Joseph for real says Shanny is into blaming execution when he himself is the executioner. Oh my God. Oh my God. What a turn of phrase. I loved it. I'm reading it again. Shanny is into blaming. Yeah, I'm gonna clean this up a little bit because it's so good. Shanny is into blaming execution when he himself is the executioner. That's his new nickname, the executioner. He's killing this team by putting lesser talent out to play. Joseph, I freaking love this guy. I freaking love this guy. Joseph, for real. You kidding me? Hey, yo. Hey, this guy's crazy. Get your aces in their places or trade Kyle for Saleh. Get your aces in your places? Who are you? I've never written a paragraph that good. That was phenomenal. Jorgen 1990 says, season is finished with heavy heart. I am sorry, Kittle, Purdy, Bosa, Debo, Williams, Jennings, Ward. Lombardi won't be coming to you with this team. Do you think Brock silenced the critics in MSM? No. He's always going to have critics just because he looks 11. Words of wisdom. Grant, you are the only one keeping it real. Appreciate you. Fire Kyle. Michael McCann says, can we get on the phone with Bill Belichick already? Has Bosa played a single game deserving of his game check since getting paid? The answer is no. And the first question was yes. Caesar, DC needs to go to the press box. Jeff Caravella says, we essentially have two DCs and look like the worst D out there. No sarcasm. Give me three solutions for an early season defensive adjustment at the coaching level. Personnel moves acceptable too. I don't think having two cooks helps. I don't think firing one of them helps week three, but bench the freaking vets who suck. Yadam, Campbell, gotta go. Gotta go. Herbie Holland, let's see IU contract. Trash Jake Moody, trash defense, really bad defense coordinators. Please fire him and Staley. Oh, fire Shanahan now. Now, Marcus Miller says, is Brandon back in the doghouse? Seems like Kyle is purposely making him take a back seat. Yeah, that's smart. Get Jed York and John York and Denise York to fork over $120 million to Brandon Ayuk, then put him in the doghouse and tell him that, you know what? He needs a little tough love. That's it. Sorensen to the booth, says Jose Batista. Charlie Sinclair, Niners D suffering from the Staley effect. Yeah, it seems like his defenses tend to be bad. Let's talk about the Niners defense. So they're facing a Rams team that scored a whopping 10 points last week against the Cardinals, who have no defense. They have Buda Baker and 10 guys you couldn't name. You might be able to name two players on the Cardinals defense. Rams scored 10 points, and there's no secret why. They have no, everyone's hurt. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't do shit. against the Cardinals. Niners come to town. What couldn't they do? Kyren Williams looked freaking amazing. Tutu Atwell was a number one option on a team that won. On a team that beat the NFC champions. Tutu Atwell. It could have been worse. I mean, he threw a pass that the guy caught out of bounds. It's a soft defense. It doesn't make a stand around the goal line. It doesn't stop the run. I don't know if Tre'Davious Ward is hurt, but he has not played like he did last year. Neither has D'Amador Lenore. Who's playing well in defense right now? Not Hufanga. Granted, his first game back. Not Jair Brown. Fred Warner was playing great, but he didn't play great today. Devondre Campbell needs to get benched. Isaac Yiadom needs to get benched. Leonard Floyd is invisible. Malik Collins had his moments. Javon Hargrave had his moments, but you got to look at the coach, man. This is a team. This is a defense that was number one in the league 2 years ago and number three in the league last year. And now it can't stop Tutu Atwell? You know, it's funny. Like, the whole league is transitioning. The fad, I don't even call it a fad, but like, yeah. The fad on defense in the league right now is pressure. Pressure. You know why? Because it works well against the Shanahan scheme that is proliferated all around the league. It's all about condensed splits and motion and all this shit. All these wide receivers lined up right next to the offensive linemen just inviting blitzes. Yeah. What's the best way to beat blitzes? Spreading out the offense. No motions. You know who was great at dropback passing? Peyton Manning. You know how he did it? Spread offense, no motion. Let me just freaking see what the defense is doing. Then I'll make an adjustment at the line of scrimmage, get us in the right play, and execute it. The Niners just run the passive old school Seattle Seahawks style defense. We don't blitz. We don't play man very much. We rush four and we play zone. It might be quarters. It might be cover three. It might be quarter halves. You don't know. But we're going to run like three or four coverages and we're going to do the absolute least in terms of scheming up pass rush. And that'll be enough. Like, that was cutting edge 12 years ago. And it's like the Niners destroy defenses like that. So why would you want that kind of a defense? At least last year, bringing in Steve Wilks was sort of like a nod to we need to evolve and sort of bring in someone who's not from that Pete Carroll coaching tree. Because that's what Seattle did. Seattle fired Pete Carroll and brought in Mike McDonald, who has nothing to do with Pete Carroll. In fact, he's the antithesis of Pete Carroll. This guy's bringing pressure. And they're 3-0. Yeah. Geno Smith is freaking 3-0. And Mike McDonald's freaking 3-0. Meanwhile, the Niners have a terrible defense with some guy who knows a scheme that isn't good anymore. Oh, but they have Brandon Staley giving them tips. I mean, we know he wasn't the Niners' first choice. They called Bill Belichick. They tried to hire Steve Spagnuolo. They tried to get Jeff Ulbrich out of his contract with the Jets, and they finally settled on Nick Sorensen, who applied for the job last year, and they were like, no, we don't like you. You don't have that it factor, so we're going to hire Steve Wilks. A year later, we're like, psych, you do have the it factor. Steve Wilks was the problem. Turns out he doesn't. That being said, it's not easy to stop Tutu Atwell. Maybe next week against the Patriots and Jacoby Brissett, Nick Sorensen will figure it out. Maybe not. Can we talk about special teams? Across the board. So last week, they have a punt blocked. This week, it's 4th and 6 before halftime, and Kyle Shanahan said he expected. Do you believe a word he says? Because he's been like untruthful on the record a few times. He said they expected the fake punt, they just didn't execute it. Dude, bro, if you expected the fake punt, your defense would have been on the field. Don't say you expected the fake punt. You didn't expect the fake punt. That's why it worked. It was obvious that the fake punt was going to be coming. That team sucks. They're 0-2. They have to do stuff like that. 0-2 teams are desperate. How many teams are 0-3 in the league right now? Not many. You know why? Because it's hard to do that. It's hard to be that bad. So it starts off with a fake punt that the Niners should have seen coming. They said they did see coming, and they couldn't execute it. Kyle, genius, saw it coming. It's just his players who just couldn't execute, even though Kyle told them. Then Moody misses a 55-yard kick, like, on cue, man. Jake Moody's so predictable. If it's a 62-yard field goal in the second quarter, he's going to drill it. If it's any kick from any distance in the fourth quarter of a close game, odds are he's going to miss that. He's got a hell of a leg, really strong. But pressure? Mental pressure. I don't think he's built for it, at least not at this point, and at this point in time. And then, a 37-yard punt return with the game on the line that puts the Rams at midfield and just a couple plays away from field goal range to end the game, like, pathetic. Maybe they'll fire the special teams coordinator. I don't know. The only thing they didn't mess up was the kickoff, and that's impossible to mess up because people just kick into the end zone every time now. Why did they change the rule? They call it the dynamic kickoff. There's absolutely nothing dynamic about that play. It sucks. It's boring. I hate it. Can they just go back to the regular kickoff somehow? This is terrible. Anyway, the Niners are losing games because of special teams. Like, if you want to take Kyle Shanahan off the hook in the Super Bowl, he clearly didn't know the overtime rules. But if you want to say that he did or that didn't change anything, it really wasn't the deciding factor. What about special teams? Moody missed an extra point. Ray McLeod muffed the punt. So what do they do? Did they fix it? No. And now they're 1-2. It's rough. It's not what you call... Hold on, let me get some branding up here. The show is nothing without branding. Boom. Yeah, this show is presented by the Sleeper app. You already know. Baby Radiant says Bosa getting no sacks against a very bad O-line. Had nothing to say afterward either. Mark Salas says, is Kyle looking for a way out? I would trade him for McVay right now. Okay, I love this. Would the Rams trade Sean McVay for Kyle Shanahan? No. No, they would not. Would the Vikings trade Kevin O'Connell for Kyle Shanahan? No, they would not. Would the Packers trade Matt LaFleur for Kyle Shanahan? Absolutely not. No. Early candidates for Coach of the Year, LaFleur, O'Connell, Tomlin, freaking Tomlin, 3-0 with Justin Fields. That's coaching. 1-2 with Brock Purdy. That's Kyle. Niners talk show says Warden Yottam sucks. Age caught up to him. Kyle needs to be fired. Steve Wilks needs an apology. Jennings is wide receiver 1. Ayuk sucks. Purdy's elite. Just a whole lot of emotion there. I felt it. Julian Cortez says, give me 4 downs. I bet I can get 10 on this front 7. Wow. Matt McEwen says, our defense is easy to beat. Nowhere Bosa and Warner are. Stop them and move at your will. Thomas De La Cruz says, what up with Kyle? Pass on 1st and 10. Parlay ruined. Matthew McBride. Secondary looked lost and Sorensen got outcoached. Yeah. Serenity says, Niners culture needs to be revamped from the top. I'm afraid we do need grumpy Gus Belichick. Defense has gone soft and O-line still not great. Special teams icky. Words of wisdom says song when Ayuk signed money into grave. Rick Ross. Fish and Chip says fissure between coaching and players. I see it. So I'm going to watch. Andrew Bowe says when did it go from 3rd and Jawan to only Jawan showing up? Good question. This year? In the playoffs last year, really. Has the window finally closed? Kind of feels like it. I don't know. It's week 3, but it doesn't. It looks like it's shutting. They only spent a 3rd rounder on Wish. Fourth. TNK Hunting Gear says, did anyone notice Brock almost unleash it to Brandon wide open downfield and brought it back and looked for Juwan? Brock doesn't trust Brandon right now. Would you? He's dropped like 4 passes this year. Shady Luke says, Sorensen, it just makes you wonder. The defense has been so good with so many new coordinators. That luck can run out still so early. Yeah, Eagles would know about that. Jason Lutz says, this season was over at the draft. Wide receiver 4 was our biggest need in round 1. No tackles. Lowe's has trash cans for $40. Slap a 68 on it and see if it's... Like, really, if the Niners knew, if they fully understood just how good Juwan Jennings truly is, would they have drafted Ricky Pearce all in round 1? Would they have given Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year? Is it their fault for not understanding? Like, it takes games like this where there's 18 injuries for them to be like, turns out Juwan Jennings is actually an impact player. He's more than just a part-time guy. He had 19 catches last year. I don't mean for my voice to go up.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
An octave and crack, but 19. He had 11 today. 19 in a season. That's not his fault. How many times do the Niners have to have someone like that just burst on the scene out of freaking nowhere before it's like, man, Kyle, like, do you know what you're looking at? It was Purdy. It was Mason. It's Jennings. Like, impact players that are just taking a back seat to inferior players for years, for no reason. Why was Bell in? Because the Niners won't play rookies unless they absolutely freaking have to. Cosmic 80, and nothing's gonna change next week. He'll be on the field. Cowing won't. Laughable that we fired Wilkes for this defense. True. Nathan says teardrops falling on Ryan's blunt right now. Ha. Shady Luke says, ha, I'm just saying Wilkes wasn't bad. That's what I was saying. Defense gave up 17.5 points per game last year and he got fired. Whew. Why does Bell play over Cowens? Because Kyle Shanahan is prejudiced against rookies. Conley, Bell, why wasn't he on the field? Conley was on the field a lot, but not on that play. New drinking game, says Matt McEwen. You have to take a shot every time Brendel gets pushed back or knocked on his ass. That sounds dangerous. Drink responsibly. Okay. Let's get a little sleeper action. A little sleeper action. Boom. Okay. So I want to show you what my work from today because I'm proud of my sleeper picks. I got one right. This one was wrong. Purdy on the rushing yards, I was all over that. I was like, Brock, you need to run this week, and he did. So thank you, Brock, for listening to Quality Control. Kyren Williams, all over that. Juwan Jennings, 34.5 receiving yards, the over-under was set at. I was like, yeah, he's going to hit that. I was right. Jordan Mason didn't score a touchdown. DeMarcus Robinson, 5 yards short. Matthew Stafford, no picks. I'm a hater. And Jake Moody, I thought he would make 2 field goals and he missed one. So I got that one wrong. But this one, look at this one. Kyren Williams, yes, got that right. Tutu Atwell, your boy. Brandon Ayuk, sneaked that one out, eked it out. Juwan Jennings, 3.5 receptions. Easy. Easy money. Jordan Mason, got that wrong. Kyle Juszczyk. What is the point of having him on the team? They give him $5 million a year. Everyone was hurt. He got 6 yards in a game. 6. No, I've never seen a player make more money to do less in the NFL than Kyle Juszczyk. Jesus. It just goes in motion. Okay, hold on. Let's make some picks. I want to make more picks. We haven't made enough picks. It's time to make the picks. NFL. Monday, Jacksonville, Buffalo. Hold on. We got Niners? 2 Monday? All right. Let's see. Trevor Lawrence. 229. Yeah, you're throwing a pick. You're trash. What about Josh Allen? 31.5 rushing yards. Easily more than that. Do you see how my mind works? I'm a machine. Looking for players that I've heard of. Let's see. Let's go this one. Let's go here. Burrow, 258.5 passing yards against the Commanders. I'm going to say more. It's an 0-2 team. They're desperate. Jaden Daniels, 195.5 passing yards, and he throws sideways all the time. I'm going to say less. I'm going to stick at that. And I'm going to max it just to be crazy. No flex for me. And I want to say something else. You can see it on the screen. Maybe you guys aren't super excited to get tickets to the Niners right now because they're 1-2, but you may feel differently in a few weeks. And I got two tickets, 50-yard line. Two tickets, 50-yard line, Levi's Stadium. Now we're talking fourth level, but still midfield for free. This is $1,000 value. I'm giving the tickets away out of the kindness of my heart. And to enter the giveaway, download the Sleeper app, use promo code CONE, C-O-H-N, and you're instantly entered to win the tickets. And I'm telling you, these entries don't have a lot of entrance because how many people are really using promo code CONE in their day-to-day life? Dozens. So get those tickets, use promo code CONE on the Sleeper app, and have a great time. Kyle Shanahan is having a bad time. It doesn't seem like he's going to win Coach of the Year this year, at least not yet. He's going to have to really dig deep. But some decisions he's making have just been awful. I mean, the decision to pay Brandon Ayuk, not working out. The decision to start Isaac Yiadom, not working out. The decision to play Ronnie Bell at all, not working out. Whatever the hell his plan was for special teams, not working out. And I think we're seeing like his complete phobia of rookies hurts the squad, man. Really good coaches can get rookies on the field because the attitude is like, I'm a great teacher. And maybe other teachers couldn't teach you quickly enough to play you, but I can. Bill Walsh had like how many rookies starting in his secondary in 1981 when he won his first Super Bowl? Like three of the four were rookies? Yeah. Because that's a great coach. Meanwhile, Kyle is much more like John Gruden, where if you have gray in your beard, you have a leg up. If you're in your 30s, you have a leg up. Because what Kyle wants, he wants more like a smart player who fully understands his system than a talented player. Because in Kyle's mind, his system is the MVP. It supersedes athleticism, talent. So it's more important to have a player like Chris Conley who can like verbally spit out what the play is quicker than a rookie who actually might be good. Chris Conley, not good. Ronnie Bell, not good, but they know the system. So they play. Devondre Campbell, washed. Isaac Yiadom, washed. Their former teams will tell you this. Like, this is no secret. But Kyle's like, well, my option is to give the rookie a chance and take a risk or play the known terrible veteran and convince myself that something about this locker room will change his fortunes. I mean, we're seeing this consistently with Kyle. Year after year, there's some young player who's been buried on the bench for months or years who finally gets an opportunity in spite of Kyle and goes crazy. You're like, dude, genius. What, did you not see this? Was this your secret? He tried to say last year that he knew Brock Purdy was the best quarterback on the team after watching him in training camp for a week. Bullshit. Bullshit. If you knew, you would have played him. You found out when all of us found out was when he actually freaking played in a regular season game. That's when you found out. If you knew that Juwan Jennings was the truth, you wouldn't have given all that money to Brandon Ayuk. You wouldn't draft a Ricky Pearsall. I think we're starting to see, like everyone came into this game being like, okay, this is a great test for Brock Purdy. What is Brock going to look like without all that talent around him? Pretty freaking good. Like Ayuk didn't even play well. And Purdy did. All he needed was Juwan Jennings, and that's it. Jordan Mason got kind of held in check. Kyle Juszczyk did a bunch of going in motion and shifting like he normally does. Brandon Ayuk was like slightly better than Eric Sobert. and Purdy made it work. Big day for Brock Purdy. His stock went up. His price tag went up. What about Kyle? You have a game where your quarterback is going crazy. Your number three wide receiver who's making $8 million a year has a Jerry Rice game. And you lose to Tutu Atwell and Kyren Williams, man. I think we're starting to see, like, I think everyone's starting to see that this guy does the least with the most. He gets out-coached a lot. And when the Niners win, it's often because they're frankly more talented. It's what Rob Gronkowski said this week. They should be dominating. And there's just times where they don't show up. And they haven't shown up 2 weeks in a row. And that's the coach's fault. You didn't show up on the road in Minneapolis. I mean, fair enough. I guess. Minneapolis is good. It was a short week. It was an early start. Like, we've seen teams come out flat in that situation millions of times. Fine. 2 weeks in a row, though? You came out flat at SoFi, which is a home field for you, against a division opponent? Like, all the Niners had to do to win this game was to try a little harder. And a division win count is like two wins. All they had to do was give a little bit better effort. Take last week's loss seriously. And they win. But Kyle couldn't even get his guys to do that. So either he's not giving the right message, or they're not picking up the message. They're tuning him out. And you know, there's a reason why most coaches don't last 8 years. Especially without a Super Bowl. Maybe if there's a ring on his fucking finger, players will listen. But even then, Bill Walsh said after 10 years, you get tuned out. Kyle doesn't have a ring on his fucking finger. And it seems like he might be getting tuned out early in the year, which is football. So there's a lot at stake for him. Show that you're still the right coach for this team, because your fans are starting to wonder. I wonder if your players are starting to wonder. And Bill Belichick is lurking. You think he didn't text Jed York tonight? All he had to do was text him an emoji. You know what I'm saying? Like the little monkey with the hands over his mouth. Like, I ain't saying shit. You know what I'm thinking, Jed. Would the Niners have lost this game to this team if Bill Belichick were the head coach? Maybe. I doubt it. Kyle Shanahan trash, says B. Cruising. Juan Mendoza says Niners need to ban anyone from wearing number 10. And Noob says Kyle is on his way out. Massive pressure on Jed York now to act. Hundreds of millions wasted by Kyle. Atrocious roster and in-game decisions. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I said that the upper-ups were upset with Kyle and John and it was Super Bowl or bust and everyone said I was not credible? How about now? How about now? I live in NY Sleeper hates us, says Matt. I'm so sorry. Julian Cortez says, other than putting together plays in the opening half and finding good coaches, even that's not looking that impressive now. What exactly is he good at? Being defensive in post-game press conferences, never taking accountability. He's great at that. Niners Talk Show says, I would trade Kyle to the Panthers next season for picks and expect the Pats upsetting the Niners next week, sadly. No, I think the Niners will show up at home, man. I think they will. But I don't know. Matt McEwen says, our front office negotiation tactic always hurts us. Every player we put through a drawn-out contract always has a down year after signing. That is true. RWJ All Day says, hashtag CCK can't close Kyle. Ooh, that is right on the nose. Matt McEwen says, Kyle might be losing the locker room. Yup. B. Cruisin says, I'm curious if heads will roll. They have no business talking about Super Bowl or even playoffs. That's what I heard. I heard that the heads are going to roll. Let's talk Brock Purdy, though. Brock Purdy was really good in this game. Maybe if you go back and watch the All-22, there's some plays where he had some guys open. It's possible he had Brandon Ayuk open in the end zone on a deep pass. I didn't see. We'll have to go back and watch. But if he really didn't throw to an open Ayuk down the field, I get it. It's not like Ayuk has done much this year to inspire confidence. And even with Ayuk playing like not Ayuk, Purdy still threw 10 passes to him today. Maybe there could have been an 11th. But of the 10 that Purdy threw to him, Ayuk only caught 5. So what? Purdy was, let me get his numbers today. Purdy was, I want to know, 22 of 30. So he had 8 incomplete passes and 5 of them went to Brandon Ayuk. The dude who didn't show up because he's so great. So other than having to force the ball to a guy who's not really locked in yet, he was pretty freaking perfect. He fumbled, and that ain't perfect, but I was talking about how he's not like scoring a lot of touchdowns anymore. You know, he hadn't had a 3-touchdown game in a long time, since before the Ravens game. 3 touchdowns in this game without Debo, without Kittle, without McCaffrey. That's really impressive. And then I thought the most impressive thing from Purdy was the scrambling. Last week, I just was like, who the hell is this guy? Man, 6 sacks, and a lot of them are on you, and you're just standing there flat-footed and not running. Like, you're going to fail that way. No offense. But very few quarterbacks can be good that way. Peyton could. Brady could. Maybe Breeze could. But mostly, like, Steve Young couldn't do that. Joe Montana couldn't do it. You got to move. And today, what did he have? He had 2 quarterback sneaks. I want to say he had 2 quarterback sneaks and 8 scrambles. He had 10 runs. Yeah. And some of those plays were like huge plays. So I love the way Brock Purdy played today. I thought that's the Brock Purdy I like to watch. He was fun to watch. He carried the team. He didn't need a great running game. He didn't need the Yak bros. He needed a guy who would get open and catch the freaking ball. That's Juwan Jennings. Like, Juwan Jennings was great in this game, but he wouldn't have went for 175 if it weren't for Purdy. Purdy set him up. And Jennings knocked him down. What a combination. Those two should be playing together for a very long time. Hard to put this loss on Brock. Everyone wanted to see what he would do without his Avengers. Yeah, he was playing a terrible defense, but 137.1 quarterback rating with 41 rushing yards. I'm impressed. Juwan Jennings. Holy fucking shit. Juwan Jennings. Pardon my French. But holy fucking shit. Wow. Look, I knew he was better than what the Niners said. And I knew he could be a number 2 wide receiver. I didn't know he could be a number 1 wide receiver. I didn't know he was the best wide receiver on the team. A legitimate Pro Bowl caliber talent. I didn't know he could go for 175 in a game. I didn't know you could target him 12 times and he would catch 11 passes. Watching him today, he looked like Anquan Boldin. Like, it doesn't matter how slow he is. He'll catch the ball 30 yards down the field. It doesn't matter if there's 2 guys on him. He'll catch the ball. Like, he made catches today that looked impossible. He's also a really good route runner. And the blocking is like, he's great at that. It might be his best skill, but it's like, It's not the most important skill. He is. Damn, he's good. And it's unfortunate that the Niners spent all that money at wide receiver because they really have. He's like the biggest bargain in the freaking league. And God, the Niners are so lucky he accepted that freaking contract extension negotiation, renegotiation. He would have been an unrestricted free agent next year. You know how much money he could have made? A lot. I mean, if this is what he's going to be, if Ayuk's going to be in and out and Debo's going to be in and out, I mean, Jenny's going to go crazy this year. He could have made $15, $20 million a year if he keeps this up, but he took the money. The Niners like to do that. They like to offer you some lowball deal to see if you'll take it. And Jennings did. You know who I bet they're doing that with right now? Lenore. Hey, buddy. You don't want to test free agency. Why don't we just give you this deal now? It's a great deal. And Lenore's like, I was the MVP of training camp. All right, why don't we let the season play out and then we can talk afterward? Now, it's not Lenore, it's his agent. So really, Juwan, your agent let you down, buddy. You should have bet on yourself. But that's neither here nor there. What's really important is that in a loss that was probably the worst loss, the most embarrassing loss of this regime, Juwan Jennings doesn't just step up, but he asserts himself as someone who has to be used more. Like, the Niners offense will never be the same after tonight. And maybe if they take this loss seriously, this will be the loss that like locks them in and brings out the best in them, because now you have a special wide receiver. He's better than Debo. Debo wouldn't have made half those catches today. He's better than Ayuk. what a revelation. Because, like, look, Jordan Mason, hell of a player, but no running back is going to be the difference in a Super Bowl. Like, if Christian McCaffrey couldn't deliver the Super Bowl victory to the Niners, then no running back will. It's a passing league. A running back could get you to the Super Bowl, but he's not going to bring home the Lombardi Trophy. It's not 1996. You need a wide receiver to step up. And what's crazy is Jennings did step up in the Super Bowl. Imagine if he had been featured in that game the way he was today. You know what would have happened? They'd be champions. And you know who did all that complaining after the Super Bowl for not getting targeted enough? Brandon. You know who should have complained? Juwan. You know who didn't complain? Juwan. What a great story. Brandon Ayuk. Is it too late to trade him to Pittsburgh? Kind of, right? Like, if you trade him, then the signing bonus and the dead cap and it did it. Who cares, though? Get it over with. Trade him to Pittsburgh. Get it over with now. Because every year he's on the team making this money, he's going to hurt the team. I'll trade him right now. They should have traded him before. You don't need him anymore. You got Juwan Jennings. You have plenty of receivers. You're going to lose so many players next year because you're paying this guy more than he deserves. How pissed do you think Denise York is that she gave that guy? How much did she give Brandon Ayuk? What was the signing bonus? She just wrote this guy a check. I want to know. Brandon Ayuk. What was the signing bonus? $23 million. Yuck. For a guy who doesn't seem to, isn't showing passion for the game anymore. They should say his neck hurts or something. His back, his neck and his back, because he's embarrassing himself. This is why you shouldn't talk all that shit and go on the fucking, sorry, I'm cursing, and go on the pivot and talk about how you're worth $30 million a year. Like, no, you're not. And you know it. And now you're like got this imposter syndrome. Like, he looks like he's seriously lacking confidence. Last thing I want to say, the Niners need to knock this off. They keep misreporting injuries. So first it was Christian McCaffrey. He hurt his calf. Actually, it's his Achilles. Actually, we told Jordan Mason he's going to start on Friday. Actually, we didn't. So today, Nick Bosa, they say he has a rib injury. He comes to the post-game press conference and says, no, it's my oblique. Oh, that's worse. So it's a muscle, not a bone. That's worse. So it's not that the Niners lied. They just weren't fully transparent. You could say they lied. Then you saw Fred Warner get injured in this game, right? Left the game. After the game, Kyle Shanahan says injuries from the game. Didn't mention Warner. Like it never happened. Then Warner comes out. Someone said, what happened? Did you just get the wind knocked out of you? Because if he just got the wind knocked out of him, Kyle may not necessarily mention the injury after the game. He goes, no, my ankle hurt. I got my ankle rolled up on. They didn't report that. So, like, this is like 4 or 5 times now in 3 games where, you know, Kittle last week, his cramps. Oh, it's his calf. Or it's his hamstring, whatever the hell it is. They need to knock that off. They're going to get in trouble. It's not in the spirit of the game. And they're clearly trying to create an advantage here by not letting opponents know what the injuries are. There's rules about this. So just want to put that out there. Like, they're getting real loose with this. And it's a team that's 1-2. I don't know if the NFL is going to allow the Niners to, like, break these rules. It's not a rib injury for Bosa. It's an oblique injury. So, just pointing that out there, Roger Goodell, if you're watching, then I know you are. I'm the biggest snitch. Me. Jeff Caravella says, Grant, what were the 2 seasons we started really slow and made runs, 21 and 22? Kyle does a lot of dumb stuff, but one thing he has going for him is a proven record of in-season adjustments. Well, all he has to do is trade for Christian McCaffrey this year. Now, maybe when Christian comes back, that's like the Christian trade. Maybe that's what will happen. Purdy loves targeting BA. Why you turn on him, GC? On BA? Because he made a clown out of himself this offseason, man. 26 was a slap in the face, had to be 30, comes back, and he's just doing nothing? I mean, sorry. Purdy loves, yep. Jennings, I'd like to restructure my contract. Yeah. By Victor says, why do the Niners never do a fullback run? I don't, what is the point of having such a highly paid fullback and you don't give him the ball? 22's Bun says, Mitty Sohn, true. Gold Taos says, losing Super Bowl was nice while it lasted. Brian Salcido says, I live in AZ and have tickets for the Packers game in GB. Do I want to waste my money to watch this poop? I literally feel sick. Poop. Jason Koischer says, you got to cuss more. It makes your show even better. Thanks, man. Grant, love you. I have to start this over, says Dave. Lily, thank you for the $4 super sticker. Jeff says, you were born in New York sports coverage. I love the way you cover the Niners because it's just like they covered Mets and Knicks my whole life. I'm 37. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dave Barclay says, trade Kyle and Ayuk. No Lamborghini. D sucks. All right. I got to catch a flight in 2.5 hours. Flying out. I'm not staying in LA. You know why? I lived here for 4 years. I liked it, but pain in the ass. You can't get anywhere. You got to, it's not a city. It's a collection of neighborhoods, and it's impossible to get from one to the other. So you could call it LA, but it's Inglewood. You could call it LA, but it's Westwood, and you're not moving. You better love that freaking spot or move at 3 a.m. So I'm going home. 3 miles from LAX, I'm just going to go. And I'll be home. I'll be sleeping in my own bed tonight. How about that? Gotta love that. Thanks for watching. I'll be back tomorrow. Ryan in the morning, Larry in the afternoon. They lost to the freaking Rams. The only thing that would have made this more embarrassing is if Jimmy Garoppolo had played, but you know, maybe next time. Take care.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.